Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your man, Dance Status. Welcome to episode 2 of Real Rap. Today's episode, passion in your rhymes. Because you dudes are boring as hell. Okay? You little rookie dudes. I think y'all just like instantly hot. You know, you rap, and you cadence, everything on the mic is terrible, okay? Like, one of the things y'all niggas need to do, okay, is, like, rehearse your rhymes, okay? Because y'all have a tendency, boom, you want to jump in the studio, lay it down real quick. You know, one, this is not a sprint. This is a marathon, okay? Your little rap career is longer than, what, 15 minutes? So you actually got time to rehearse. All right. Now, if you have your own home studio, all right, cool. You laying it down. You know, I'm trying to figure it out. Now, if you go into a studio where you got to pay money, I'm going to tell you this, right? You better rehearse that shit. All right. Don't go to the studio writing your little rhymes because you're wasting your money when you do that. All right. So, boom, you got fresh lyrics on paper. You don't know the shit. You lay it down because you're feeling yourself in the moment and you think that shit is great. That shit is garbage. Okay? It is. I don't care who you are. I don't care. We've all gone through this. I've gone through it. I used to write my little raps and I thought I was hot. Getting on the mic, not knowing it. Stumbling, fumbling, blah, 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 blah. You know, it takes you, what, like 50 takes to get it right. Then once you get it halfway right, you think you're hot and you're missing the passion and why you did the song. All right. So when I talk about this stuff, trust me, this is what I went through too. All right. I stunk. I put the mic down. All right. So if I try to jump back on now, all right, I would have to listen to me to remember how to do it. All right. So look, like I said before in the first dip, okay, I come from a place of love trying to help you cats. All right, so don't be taking what I say personally, like I'm attacking you, like I don't like you. Dude, I don't know you. All right, I'm helping you to get better. All right, so when you sit here and you write your rhymes, you always got to remember each song that you write has a certain energy, a certain passion to it, and you have to bring that out when you convey that to us, the audience. Okay, I'm part of the audience. I'm going to be listening to you dudes one day. Okay? I'm going to listen to you. Check you out. You know, because a lot of dudes say, yeah, I want somebody to critique me. Yeah, no. Now, some dudes just do it to be evil and spiteful. All right? Now, I'll sit there and listen to you. Ding. Okay, anyway. And try to, like, really help you out. See, that's the job of a producer. But that's a later episode. But right now, what y'all need to do is really focus on the energy and passion on what you wrote and how to bring it out when you record. All right. You have to remember you are an entertainer as a rapper. All right. So you have to bring forth the cadence, the feeling in your voice. Your voice is an instrument. It's the other instrument. Like when y'all hear a beat, the first thing out of your mouth is, yeah, it needs something else. You know what that something else is? You. You're the final instrument to that piece. All right. You make or break a song. You could say some of the corniest shit ever, which we've all heard some corny shit. But if you believe it and you bring it out, cats will believe it too. All right. So it really doesn't matter what you write in the long haul, as long as you make the fans believe it. You can even like sit up here and say like, yeah, I wrote some bullshit, which we all write bullshit. Okay, I don't care who he is, who she is, everybody got bullshit in their arsenal. Everybody. All producers, not every producer produces the hottest track. Every producer, including myself, has garbage. Now, sometimes that garbage is a toss-up because what you think is garbage, one man's garbage is another man's treasure. All right, you know, but what you want to do is you want to bring out whatever you're talking about. You want to bring that passion and energy into that song. And the best way how to do it is when you write your rhymes, one, calm the fuck down. All right. You got time to do songs. All right. Some of you dudes act like if you don't make a song every 15 seconds, you're going to die. No, it's not that serious. You want to sit, write it, rehearse it, and then perform it. You always want to rehearse your work, okay, all the time. You know, if you're a freestyle cat, you know, you always want to rehearse. Even if you write your rhymes. I mean, when you sit there and write your rhymes, you're freestyling at first. Because, you know, when you first write, it doesn't make any sense. Then you piece it together and make it have some sense, some depth. And then you rehearse it, okay? And whatever you wrote, that's how you bring it out into the forefront. That's the game. It's really that simple, but you know, you got to rehearse, take your time. Okay. Every song that you do, you know, you shouldn't try to lay everything down in 15 damn minutes. I don't know what it is with this 15 minute shit. You know, Andy Warhol said we all going to have 15 minutes of fame, which after further review, that nigga was right. All right. So, but it doesn't, you don't have to, you know, race for 15 minutes. You know, a song takes time. Every song takes time. You know, it took you time to write it, time to memorize it. Because I always tell dudes who I work with in the studio, like, now some can read straight from the paper. All right. You got to figure out what type of dude you are. Don't be following whatever clique you in, you know. Okay. You got a bunch of dudes who can read from the paper. All right. Cool. Some dudes got to, you know, memorize it. All right. So you got to figure out what type of MC you are. All right. You have to figure it out. Don't worry about what everybody else says. Figure out who you are. All right. If you got that natural talent to read straight from the paper, cool, run with it. If you got to memorize it, cool, run with it. But any which way you want to rehearse, polish it. All right. So when you get on the mic, it sounds professional. You sound professional. You come off professional. That takes time. As a rookie dude right now, you're not professional. You're not. Okay, you gas yourself up. You know, this is you and your crew gassing you up that you sound right. Nigga, no, you don't. Will you one day sound right? Sure, because always remember, as a baby, you didn't come out the womb walking and talking. It took you time. You had to stumble and, you know, fall down a couple times. You had to screw up words. But over time, you got better. You can walk. You can talk. Some of y'all can talk, I guess. Some of y'all can walk, I guess. But anyway, it comes with time and practice. Because a lot of things that I see with, like, rookie dudes is some really doesn't want to put in this work. Some just think this is, you know, shits and giggles. If that's, you know, your approach to this, that's what you're going to get out, shits and giggles. Okay, I'm not talking to the shits and giggles clique. I'm talking to the cats who really, really want to do this professionally. And you got to rehearse. Every great artist rehearses, practices their craft on a daily basis. You know, life comes in the way and interrupts your practice time. That's just how it is. Especially if you're out there paying bills. You know, you got to go pay them bills. Bills will get in the way of you rehearsing. But even in between all that, you got to rehearse. Constantly rehearse. Constantly, you have to figure out who you are as a rapper. You figure that out. And then you add the passion of the character that you created, because all rappers, MCs, are characters. I don't care how real they say they, yeah, I'm real, I spit the real. You spit real to a certain degree. We don't tell everything about our lives, because some of it, A, is stupid. Some of it is like real dismal and depressing. Some is just whatever, you know, but you're a character. You have to develop the character of who you are, and that takes time. Remember, you are a writer. When you write a book and you develop the characters in the book, it takes time. Don't worry about 15 minutes, rush, because you get a rush product. All right, but on the flip side of that too, you don't want to take forever to do a song. right? You don't want to take like 6 months for one jam, which a lot of you dudes do for one fucking song. 6 months, really? Really? All right, so you got to, as you develop who you are as an artist, you got to allot time to do this. It's a regiment. It's a work ethic. You do this correctly, it can pay off. It can. You know, don't let no one tell you that you can't do it. And, you know, there's a lot of people say there's too many rappers out there, which it is, because everybody trying to rap. You know, everybody think this is the lottery. This is not a lottery thing. Like, yeah, you gonna get that dude who just jumps on YouTube or what have you, spit his little rhyme. Next thing you know, all right, he's the hot nigga of the minute. Other dudes, it takes a little bit longer to get there. You know, it's the rap games. There are too many dudes trying to do this, of course. But then again, in any business sector of life, there's tons of people trying to do the exact same shit. I don't care if you, you know, cat's trying to get a job. You're trying to be a janitor. All right. You know, you got to fill out your application. You got to wait in line. All right. But at the end of the day, long story short is, look, if you do this correctly, all right, because we're going to go through steps with this. Right now, I'm just going to deal with rappers. Producers, you know, I'm going to touch on some production stuff a little bit later. But right now, rappers, because as a producer, this is who I deal with. Rappers and singers. And, you know, as a producer, it's my job to bring out the best in you. That's what a producer really does. That's his main priority, is to see the things that the artist does not see within themselves and to bring that extra oomph out. So this is what, you know, real rap is about, is to help the young rappers coming up, to bring out that it in you, because everybody has it. Everybody. I'm a firm believer everybody has it, but to bring it out, it does take work. It does take dedication. This is hard. This is not an easy thing. I know whenever you see anybody who's a professional in anything in life, they make the difficult look easy. But to get to that point, they had a lot of difficult times. Okay, you're going to fumble, you're going to mess up, you know, but within those times of so-called failure, that's where you do your best work. That's where you do your learning. This is a learning process as you go on to be better than what you are right now. You know, so like I said, you know, this is what this is about. I'm here to help you. Dan Status is your man to help you. So today's episode is real simple. All right. Whatever you write, you bring that passion out. How do you bring that passion out? You work on the passion. You work on your voice. Your voice is an instrument. You are the final piece to the song. Always remember that. When you hear that one beat that you really feel that's missing something, start rapping. Just kick some lyrics. And 9 times out of 10, you'll see that you are the missing piece. You work on it. You make the audience feel who you are as an artist. That's the key to rapping, singing, whatever. Any sort of artistic endeavor. You have to bring the passion out and give it to the audience. And that takes work. And that's it for now. I'll be back later. You know, go practice. And I'll holler at y'all later. Peace.